Cambridge. The rain in its new edition of Daily Menace continues to flap rags of black sky over the gables. A shout carries over from the end of the street. Where are the dear old stars? You smile. It's getting very near to 6 o'clock in all those places. I said I'd never go again and then did as if I'd never even forgotten where friendly academic barflies laugh and sulk interestingly, creatures of an easy recognition, with carved intelligence and murder in their hearts. The sweetish smell of Fatimas poison the air, and clamorous voices make you want to climb the wall and gnaw your way across the ceiling. Meanwhile, my little sweetheart of the steps, your laugh brings light to me as the otherwise silent house occasionally sways in a gust, the telephone obdurate and yellow on the blue rug, the rising gale now pulling the whole room apart at the seams as you do your clothes, to big applause for little feet. We brace ourselves for what we each deserve in dreary September, and I think about my friends who are not here, the light these days giving a faint glint of melancholic languor to the wild traceries of honeysuckle in the garden across the street, a carnal resonant air rasping a spray of rusty water from shooting under the eaves. Something goes pop in my eyes. What's that tragic fringe up around the edge of the ragged beaches out the back? You cry for a while and then look exquisite and vicious. They'll never ever be. I just couldn't be anyone else but you.